It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. This book right here makes everything okay. It's like the sun in the sky is shining down on me. Once you learn to read, baby, you will be forever free.
Banter Unicorn, written by Donna Simpson, report by Olivia Sabankoff. Donna Simpson wrote Ozzie and Millie the webcomic. The story took place in a forest, a school, Phoebe's house, the neighborhood, and Dakota's birthday party. Phoebe was skipping rocks when one of her rocks hit a unicorn. The unicorn actually thanked the girl because she was looking at a puddle and couldn't stop looking at her reflection, and the rock distracted her. So, Phoebe found out the unicorn's name was Marigold Heavenly Nostrils, which is a pretty snazzy name. And Dakota had a birthday party and wanted to have the unicorn rider to the party, and the unicorn did. But the unicorn put on a shield of boringness, so nobody would recognize Dakota. And Phoebe and her unicorn went trick-or-treating. Phoebe is a little girl who is in fourth grade, and she has bangs with a ponytail. Phoebe acts very childish. Phoebe is one of the only comic characters that changes her outfit every day in the story. Princess Heavenly Nostrils is a unicorn that is white with lots of hair near her hooves. She acts like she knows everything, and Dakota is a girl that is a bully. She has red curly long hair and is always in a mood. She does not like Phoebe. Dakota stole Phoebe's pencil topper, and then the unicorn zapped Dakota's hair off. Then Phoebe told her unicorn that it wasn't very nice. So the unicorn put the hair back on Dakota's hair with her magical powers. Phoebe did not really like her school spelling partner. Most of the setting took place outside and in the forest. The forest has lots of trees and water sources. I like the book a lot because of all the different characters that there are. The story is really good, but I think they could add a little bit more detail. My favorite part of the story was the start, when Phoebe was skipping rocks. It's my favorite scene because it's really funny, and the unicorn asked Phoebe for a wish, and she said a trillion more wishes. I think the author's purpose to write the book was to have a story that lots of people could read and to make people laugh. I think the author achieved that. I like the way the author wrote the book because the words were pretty easy and not too hard, but I learned that you can believe in whatever you want from this book. I like all the characters were pretty believable, except for the unicorn because they are imaginary. The setting was believable and described pretty well. The plot was very interesting. I think people may not like the book because if they don't like comics, they may not like it. I think readers would like this book if they like comics, fun colors, easier to read books, and people who like unicorns. I'm happy that I chose this book because I like unicorns and I don't usually read comics. Will Phoebe like her spelling partner at the end? Read the book to find out.